Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Crafted for speed. Tested and worn by Bucayo Saka. The New Balance Furon V8 refines the ultra-lightweight, precision, strike-focused design for an even greater sense of speed. A new speed control stud is designed to support control during sudden stops, sharp pivots, and moves used by the fastest players on the pitch, like Saka himself. Experience engineered minimalism crafted to support explosive movement and the sharpest of touches. Learn more and purchase a Furon at newbalance.com/Saka.
Off the ball, rugby.
Conan's going to come in and he's has a very good chance now starting for the Lions. Yes, he's an absolute talisman. He's been the most in-form number eight for a good while now in the world.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we preview tonight's League of Ireland action, which includes our live game at Sullivan and Lamb Park, where Drogheda face Bohemians. We hear from Stephen Kenny, who's lost Ramal Palmer for the rest of this season, and Erik ten Hag has agreed a return to football. But first, the top two in the League of Ireland Premier Division clash at the Ryan McBride Brandywell tonight. On a run of four wins in a row, Shamrock Rovers go into the game with a 5-point lead over tonight's host, Derry City, albeit with a game more played. Lee Grace is Rovers' main injury concern after the defender suffered a heavy fall in Monday's win over St Pat's and Tallaght. Stephen Bradley is confident the Hoops can build on that lead tonight.
No, of course, no, we don't go into any game thinking like that. We go into every game looking to win the game, and tomorrow night will be no different. We know Derry are a good team. We know they have the good players, they're playing well, but like you said, we always enjoy the pitch up there. It's a big pitch, and we'll enjoy going up there and trying to get 3 points.
And here's Bradley's Derry counterpart, Tiernan Lynch.
This is where we want to be. We want to be up challenging and be around the top end of the table. Obviously it's very early in the season, and we know there's a long way to go, but these are the games you want to be involved in, and I think the players that we've brought into the club now, that they'll be relishing in games like this. Ronan Boyce is still struggling. Whether he makes it or not, it's probably going to be a very late call and a touch and go. And apart from that, Carl Winchester is obviously back in the squad after a suspension. I've been saying this now for a number of weeks. The importance of our crowd, especially at home, whether they realise it or not, that they're our 12th man. And there's so many occasions we need them to, during games when maybe things aren't going our way and we're under the cosh a little bit. And that's not just Rovers, that's in every game. And when they get behind us and they get off their feet and they're loud, and it makes a massive difference to the players, and it gives them that little extra incentive to go and not let them down.
Off the Ball's live game tonight comes from Sullivan and Lamb Park, where fourth place Drogheda played the side just above them in the table, Bohemians. Back-to-back draws for Drogheda have followed their recent defeat to Shamrock Rovers, stunting their progress up the table. Douglas James Taylor hopes they can reverse that form tonight against Bose.
Don't get me wrong, like, as a forward player, it's frustrating to not get the win, and that's our sort of aim. The boys in the back did excellent, and we obviously work as a team to protect that, protect our goal. There's a lot of positives to take, and going back home on Friday against Bowes, we'll be ready for it, yeah.
Bowes midfielder James McManus this week signed an extension to keep him at Dalymount Park until 2027. He's been speaking to Bowes' Darren O'Hanlon about tonight's trip to Drogheda.
Yeah, we know they're threats, very physical. It's going to be a physical game. Set pieces will be important, tight, narrow pitch, but yeah, we've worked on it in training all week, so yeah, we know how we can exploit them, and yeah, hopefully we can keep playing with the confidence we have been.
Do you feel it gives you any sort of edge? Obviously they had to play Shelbourne down on Monday, gives you a chance to watch that game, maybe kind of get a bit more insight into them, and obviously hopefully they are a little bit fatigued coming out of Friday.
Yeah, definitely. It's obviously a game less for us, which obviously helps, the little small details. But yeah, we're expecting a big test tomorrow.
Out of form, Shelburne are without the suspended Sean Gannon for tonight's visit of Sligo Rovers to Talca Park. Paddy Barrett and Sean Boyd will also be missing for the champions. Damien Duff has called upon other players in the Shells dressing room to take on a leadership mantle. Sligo remain bottom but will be buoyed by last week's win over Galway United. They'll assess the fitness of midfielder Ronan Manning before tonight's game, but centre-back Ollie Denman misses out. Sligo manager John Russell spoke to Jessica Farry ahead of the game tonight.
Last year we had a good record up there, but it's a new season. A lot of new players have changed hands at both clubs, but we've got to just focus on ourselves. We know what strengths Shells have, but we've got to focus on what our strengths are and try and bring that into the game.
How important is it to build on last Friday's win and put together a run of form?
Yeah, that's what you're always striving for as a manager and as a team and a club, is try and get consistent performances. This league is relentless. It's so tough. Each game takes a life of its own, and it'll be no different tomorrow night, but the lads have to take confidence from what they've shown over the last few games. I think defensively it's important when you're away from home that you are solid and don't give up too many chances, and that was pleasing looking at the last game, and if we can bring that into tomorrow night's game, it'll give us a chance.
Galway United's early season hopes have been dampened by a run of four losses in a row. Defender Bobby Byrne says they have to get back to doing the basics right.
We need to look at what we can do and what our strengths are and what we can do to fit into our performances. But obviously Corp having a number of very good players, they're probably very unlucky to lose the game last week. So we look at them and look at some of their strengths, and like any game, just approach it in a way to try our best to kind of overcome what they're good at and look at how we can hurt them. But I think, as I say, when we're going through this moment of difficulty, when we're losing, I think it's important that we pivot ourselves and try and bring it back to the way, what we've been doing. We've been successful both this year and last year, and I certainly think that's going to start with, being on the front foot, being hard working, being hard to beat, that, keeping clean sheets and trying to continue to be physical and dominant in the final third.
Tonight's trip to Amundsen Park will be Ger Nash's first in charge of Cork. He's been sharing what he wants to see from his side.
Well, I'm really hoping to see a really fun-footed performance. And like I said, a really passionate performance. Also an away performance. It'll be a tough, really tough game, really tough place to go. But I'm really hoping to see a group of players represent the club in a really good light and with a really passionate performance for all the fans who travel.
This week on Diverted.
I mean, I woke up at like 11:30. I cracked a cold one with the boys. We had some buffalo chicken dip this afternoon.
It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to do it in Gainesville, baby.
Yeah.
We are in the United States. We're talking college football, Hialeah in Miami, and we're talking pillow fighting.
It's still combat sports. The transition from bare knuckle to pillow fight is good because I'm also a Tai Chi instructor, so you got to go from hard to soft.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Off the Ball app is getting a new look and will now be called the Go Loud app. You don't need to download it again. If you want to listen to 3 free podcasts per month or become a member and don't already have the app, search for Go Loud in your app store now.
Off the Ball.
And Stephen Kenny remains hopeful that Romelle Palmer can still play some part in their season. The midfielder underwent surgery on a hamstring injury in March, but according to Kenny, he suffered a setback as he neared a return and faces a further spell on the sidelines. Palmer's likely to miss this summer's Conference League qualifiers as a result. Monday's 4-0 loss to Shamrock Rovers was the Saints' third in four matches, having been top of the table. Kenny spoke to Jamie Moore ahead of the game tonight.
Yeah, we're getting ready. It's a sixth game in the month of May to date. Ahead of next week's game in Sligo, we're looking forward to Waterford coming to Inchicore. We let ourselves down on Monday losing in the manner that we did, and that's the first time that's happened to us, to lose in that way so convincingly in the end. So we've got to respond in the right way, and I think just as the seesaw nature of the league, we were 2 weeks ago when we beat Galway, we were top of the league. We've had a couple of defeats, so we've got to, obviously we beat Cork last Friday in the getting two late goals to beat Cork, so we've got to bounce back, such as the nature of the games every few days. We've got to bounce back from the defeat on Monday and try and get the victory against Waterford.
Yeah, last time against Waterford we had a dramatic late win. Brandon Kavanagh's brilliant free kick. They've a new manager and have been in decent form themselves. Just your thoughts on the game and the opposition?
Yeah, well, Waterford have beaten Shelburne and Bohemians and Derry and Galway recently, so they're obviously in good form. From our point of view, even allowing for the disappointment of losing on Monday, you know, if we win, we probably go second or third in the league. So that's where we are. So we want to, the halfway point is next week against Sligo. So we want a strong finish to, you know, obviously Waterford are in great form, but if we can win this game, it puts us in a strong position. And, you know, considering so many things have gone wrong this season in terms of behind the scenes, you know, obviously we've lost Ramal Palmer this week for another further extended period, which is a disappointment because he's a brilliant, brilliant individual, terrific player and important part of the squad. So a lot of issues, but the players have still scored a lot of goals, second top scorers, and we need to try and keep that home form going. We're unbeaten since last June at home, which is a considerable amount of time. So we want to continue in that vein and try and get that victory.
Last weekend's defeat to Shamrock Rovers at the URSC came with an added cost to Waterford. You'll have to do without defender Kasper Radkowski. Manager John Coleman says, like, keep pushing on.
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll go and try and win every game. Whether we won't. We won't win every game, but there won't be for the ones to try and we'll go out to win every game. We won't try and set up and say, oh, with, you know, a draw is a good result at St. Pat's, which it would be a good result. You know, I'm not cheerless enough to know that. But if you set out that being your goal, you can quickly disappoint yourself. So I think judging whether the result is good or not is good enough. It's better at looking back rather than looking forward. So if you're looking into the future and saying a draw will be a good point, it'll be an acceptable point. I think that's the wrong way to approach it. I think you go out to win, and then if you do draw, you say, well, do you know what? I wasn't about to draw at the end. And that's the way you got to look at football. You know, I'm very much a glass half full one. I'll be prepared to risk a point to win three. Always have done, always will do.
First Division Crisis Club Athlone Town entertained promotion hopefuls Cove Ramblers tonight. The Midlanders allowed no fewer than five players to leave the club this week, with Adam Wixted, Declan McDade, Kyle O'Connor, J.R. Wilson and Bastian Heary all on the lookout for new clubs when the transfer window opens on the 1st of July. Coach Danny Byrne has also departed. Athlone saw financial backers Vallejo walk away from their deal in the winter. A proposed takeover by a group called Tiger 11, who have stakes in Italian side Cesena and Belgian second-tier outfit Patro Eisten, have failed to materialise despite reports last month it was close. Elsewhere in the First Division tonight, leaders Dundalk take on Colin Healy's Kerry, second place fifth at the Carlisle Grounds, where Bray take on Wexford. Finn Harps face UCD and Treaty United take on Longford Town. Ireland captain Katie McCabe believes her Arsenal team can beat anyone on their day. The Gunners play holders Barcelona in Lisbon tomorrow in the Champions League final, and McCabe says Barca are the best team in Europe for a reason.
They've won three of the last four finals over the last few years, and the football they played against Chelsea and Wolfsburg in the previous stage of the tournament was absolutely class. But we know on our day we can beat anybody. But of course we have to be mindful of their strengths, and they have strengths all over the pitch.
Liverpool boss Arne Slot says he hasn't decided yet if Trent Alexander-Arnold will play in his final game at Anfield. The defender was booed in their most recent home game against Arsenal after confirming he would be leaving the club this summer. Slot says he hopes Sunday's final game at home to Crystal Palace is one everyone connected with the club can enjoy.
35 years, everybody is waiting for this moment. I think we've set the example against Tottenham. I don't think I've ever been part celebration in a nicer way than that day. Definitely deserves to be there as well, because he's been part of an incredible successful season and incredible successful years at this club.
Sunday's live game and off the ball will be from Old Trafford, where Aston Villa are looking to secure Champions League football away to Manchester United, fresh from their Europa League final defeat to Tottenham. Real Madrid have confirmed that manager Carlo Ancelotti will step down after their final match of the season this weekend. The 65-year-old Italian returned to the club for a second spell in 2021 and won two league titles and the Champions League twice. Ancelotti will take charge of the Brazilian national team. Erik ten Hag is set to replace Xabi Alonso as the new manager of Bayer Leverkusen. The Dutchman's been out of work since October, when he was sacked by Manchester United. Since then, he's drawn the interest of Roma and Ajax, both of whom need new managers this summer. But instead, ten Hag has reportedly agreed a two-year deal with Leverkusen. And the Serie A title will be decided tonight unless Napoli and Inter end up level on points. Then they'd have a playoff on Monday. due to their identical head-to-head record this season. They drew 1-1 twice this season. Napoli lead Inter by a single point, so a win at home to Cagliari tonight and it's all over. But if Napoli slip up, then Inter can retain their title with a win away to Como. They'd end up level on points if Napoli were to lose and Inter draw. Napoli boss Antonio Conte and Inter manager Simone Inzaghi will both have to watch their respective matches from the stands tonight. Both received red cards last weekend, so they're serving one-match touchline bans. Both games kick off at the same time. 7:45 is the start time for those matches. And don't forget, tonight's Premier Division meeting of Drogheda and Bohemians is live tonight on the Go Loud app.
You said at the start of the season, the first campaign really about setting principles, getting your message across. The second campaign, you normally win.
I'll correct myself. I don't usually win things. I always win things in my second year.
New coach Ange Postecoglou vowed to bring back the silverware to South Melbourne the following season.
Well, it is safe now, and the Ericsson Cup is going back to the Bob James Stadium after 7 long years.
It's Brisbane's day, it's Brisbane's season. Ange Postecoglou's team claim the championship to go with the premiership.
A maximum high for Postecoglou Celtic, a blistering 8th treble.
If you've achieved something, aren't you supposed to say, yes, I have, and that's what I hope to do again.
So the big night has arrived for Tottenham Hotspur and Manchester United, a competition that can save a season and change the next one. A night with double reward, a trophy, and a place in next season's Champions League.
In towards Brennan Johnson, it's in! It's first blood to Tottenham in the Europa League final! And it's Brennan Johnson, the leading scorer, who delivers in Bilbao.
Casemiro's on the move, that's right down the throw to the keeper and it's hit him, and Højlund's header, what a clearance from Mickey van der Ven. Spurs managed to survive, but what about that from van der Ven?
I mean, I've no idea what the goalkeeper's doing, but for van der Ven to get back and clear that.
I don't usually win things, I always win things in second
year. The full-time whistle, and Spurs have won the Europa League. It's salvation for Spurs in Bilbao.
Us finishing third wasn't going to change this football club. The only thing that's going to change this football club is us winning something.
On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast,
we had this.
Working with Johnny Wilkinson day in, day out, I learned essentially what kicking repetition looked like. We used to kick before breakfast, we'd kick after training, and we'd kick at night. And I can remember for the first 3 weeks, I couldn't even ring Jess because I wouldn't be able to stay awake after 9 p.m.
And we also had this.
Emma, would you ever consider doing a Hyrox?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I was listening to one of your adverts there, and you were talking about orthopedic help, and I was like, that's all about me at the minute. I'm more interested in that than anything else.
Catch up now elsewhere on the Go Loud app, and every weekday morning when Off the Ball Breakfast is live from 7:30 on your OTB social channels.